There's a place that the church must move in now. As a place of maturity that the church need to move in now. Nine out of 10 Christians are not matured. So we want to dig deeper and find out and make sure that we are doing the right thing, right? So we just ask the Father to help us tonight to hear, understand, and participate in the realms of the Spirit he wants to return, to participate in. There are certain areas that the Lord is dealing with me about. Meditation is the master key to maturity. Meditation. Now, just ask yourself the question, how much meditation you've been doing and how much you really know about meditation. I know, I'm your pastor. I haven't taught it like it should be taught because I didn't fully know the importance of spiritual maturity is come through to one of the major streams is knowing how to turn to Joshua 1:8. You may be seated. Joshua 1:8 give us a description of meditation producing good success. In other words, when one meditate, they learn how to fully cooperate with God no matter what nobody else saying. They hear God, they hear him clearly, they know they can trust him. And so they come to that point where they trust in the Lord with all their heart, lean not to their own understanding, acknowledge him in all their ways and knowing that he'll direct their path. Meditation is a grown-up word in the spirit realm. It's not for Sunday school. And it's not for entertainment. But a meditator is a protector of kingdom power and kingdom glory. And they are a vessel, they are vessels that God, tonight in here, online, you thousands of people, God is looking for a vessel he can use through a meditator's anointing. Now, prior to reading, I'm going to give you some things to put notes down that I want you to grow in the spirit about meditation. Subject is meditation is the master key to maturity. Yes. Say the word maturity. Maturity. All right, that's very important. So I wrote, why most Christians are still in spiritual immaturity is because they do not understand the maturing power of meditation. Including myself. I had to do some more maturing. As I studied meditation, I said, wow, could have been so much further and so much faster. Knowing the power of meditation and beginning to practice it will set your life on a new supernatural path. I'm going to go over that. Yes. There are some places you've been trying to get you couldn't get because you're only trying to do it by prayer. Yes, right. And in a lot of places, your prayer is immature because you didn't meditate. See, meditation is personal intimacy with God. And he take you into deeper dimension. He take you into deeper insight in the spirit realm that he can't trust a novice with. Or he can't trust somebody, even though they love him, but he don't have their full attention. You are being prepared tonight, every person under the sound of my voice, to be one of the remnant that God know he can trust with special things. Yes. Yes. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say now, he's going to help you. You have to mature, before that blessing comes. Or the blessing will destroy you. Yeah. Come on. See, so it's an act of letting the Holy Spirit mature you. Let me read that again. Knowing the power of meditation and beginning to practice it will set your life on a new supernatural path. Meditating is always downloading the supernatural plans of God in your life. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You see, when you and God, you and the scriptures talking, and you stand there with that same scripture, God began to open himself up in that one scripture. And begin to show you things you've never seen before.
Yes.
See? Meditating, all right, you got a problem. All right, you got something went wrong in the family. Something went wrong in your body. Something went wrong in your finances. Something went wrong in your marriage. Meditating is always downloading the supernatural plans of God. So you can't have problem and the supernatural plan of God. They can't stay in the same place. See, God has no problem. You can't have a problem if you solve them. What God can't solve? And so he has designed you to walk in that same kind of power. How many of y'all believe God got a plan? For everything, he has a plan. And that plan is to bless you. But he got to have your undivided attention. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, or you might put down meditation is undivided attention toward God. I like that.
Yes.
Undivided attention. In other words, nothing, you just you and him.
Yes.
And then so God put himself in the scriptures. It's God here. He put himself in there where you can call him up, tell him what you want, and spend some time with him. Just see, a lot of time we're in too much of a hurry through memorization. Now let's get these two words together here now. Let's get meditation, maturing, and memorization. Because Satan want you to memorize, but he don't want you to meditate, because in meditation you overrule him, the real you, through revelation, because of the right type of meditation, through the meditation or the revelation of your meditation. Put God's designs in you.
Yes, sir.
To deal with life instead of just being a church member. All right, here's another thought I want you to have. Meditating brings us in agreement with God, with what God wants. No, wait a minute. Meditating brings us in agreement with what God wants us to have in our lives.
Uh-huh.
listen at the last part of this statement, which is already taken care of. You've been putting that same scripture on that problem for the last 18 years. And say, finally, God's going to take care of it. God, don't take God no 18 years. Don't take God 18 days. Don't take God 18 minutes. Don't take God 18 seconds. Immaturity is a spiritual interruption. Yes, you got it? It interrupts your movement because God does not talk natural. And what may seem stupid is really supernatural. But if you got God on an education program, or you got God on a computer program, and he's not really working with the real you, then what he tell you to do, you're probably not going to do. If you go read the gospel, you read the Bible, and read all the miracles, I mean, David faced Goliath, and wouldn't take the, didn't man want to give him a shield and all that? David said, no, I don't want this. You got a slingshot. Yeah. This is stupid. You going out against a giant with a slingshot? But a slingshot plus God. Right. Yeah. Did the giant come down?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, I see some giants coming down in your life tonight. Because I want you to settle down and don't run with everything they talk about coming into church, all these cultures, and how they're going to take over and how they're going to dress. Sissy wise and all this stuff. Don't let that get your attention. You just dress right. The picture of them men I took, I got it down the hall there. When I first come out of my first office, they're all standing there with them suits on.
Yes, sir.
You know this Wednesday night?
Yes.
Look at them. Bow ties and suit and necktie. And we ain't changing. I'm not trying to keep up with society. I won't get to a place society that try to keep up with me. Meditation is a divine massage of the soul that straightens everything out. So when you go into a meditation, just... And any of y'all ever had a good massage? I didn't ask you, did you have a massage? I've had some terrible ones. I'm talking about somebody who knew what they're doing. I could let one of my dogs just rub on them. I'm talking about somebody who know about the muscles and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt what?
Meditate.
How?
Amen.
When? Amen. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that witness. So if you don't meditate, you're not going to be able to do it. Meditating is spending time, quality time with the Lord. I have some definition of meditation. I had my secretary to get from me. Meditation is a focus, contemplation on God's word and his attributes. Yeah. With the goal, G-O-L, of aligning your thoughts and action with his will. You want me to give you that again?
Yes, sir.
See, now you've got to have this definition. I want you to have this. See, we're not in regular service here now. Because what apostolically and prophetically the Lord had me preparing the people who come to hear and be around me under the people from all over the world, that they be matured.
Yes.
And that they don't have no doubt about it. You don't have to shout about everything. Boy, but when you know. And you see God's hand move mightily, you don't have to tell everybody everything. God is going to do some dynamic thing for you. You just keep it to yourself. Meditation is a focused contemplation on God's word and his attributes. And I like the last part of this definition. With the goal of aligning your thoughts and action with his will. The word meditate. We just got Joshua in Joshua 1:8. We go on the Psalm and see it. Meditation calls you to live holy.
Yes.
There's a intimacy and there's a respect that cannot be built without meditation. See, a person can go to church, a person can read the scripture, a person can clap their hand, a person can sing a song. But meditation has a sweeping, digging effect that it challenges you, say, don't do that no more. If you want to get closer to me, draw nigh to God. You want to get closer to me, don't do that no more.
Yes.
Then you develop what you call, the church don't talk about it much, a holy lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
Don't care where you are.
Right.
Don't care who you're with.
Yes.
They know.
Yes.
Matter of fact, they be dropping stuff there around you. Drop them and give you all nervous. And then when you leave, they say, make them blow, baby. Make them blow. Make them blow. Make them breathe hard. I ain't leaving God present for you. What can you do for me? Glory.
Glory.
Here's another aspect, because I want y'all on this meditation, because I'm going deeper and deeper in it. The word meditate means to focus on thoughts or to focus one thought on, to reflect on, or to ponder over. The word meditate means to focus one's thoughts on, to reflect on, or to ponder over. Look in Genesis 24:63, right quick. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. You can't be around everybody talking about meditating. And he lifted up his eyes and saw. And behold, the camels were coming. In other words, meditation caused you to see what God doing. I'm not worried about those cultures taking the church over. As a remnant are going to whoop their tail.
Right.
as a people going to be so close to God, you come on in here with this mess, I'm about to shut you down. Bam!
Right.
Well, you got some people love God.
Yes.
I can't hear y'all.
Yes. Yes.
I'm one of them.
Yes, sir.
And I love him enough to live right. And I give him the glory. Yes. Go to Psalm 1 now. Because when you become a meditator, a lifestyle of holiness becomes a part of your life. You don't want to mess up. God is so good. God is so good. Has he done anything good for you?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And I want to tell you right now, I'm going to say it in the broken old language the way they say it, you ain't seen nothing yet. See, God building a special army now. Uh-huh. An army, but they got to be taught properly. They can't just be jumping and running and hollering and taking communion. They got to be properly trained to know how to stand when it looks like it's not going to work out. Now, in Psalm 1, 1 through 3, blessed is the man that walketh not in counsel of ungodly, nor sit in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, in that psalm, in Joshua 1:8, we found good success. We saw prosperity there too. But when I was dividing it today, in this three verses, wealth, prosperity, and abundance comes when a person meditates. Because that person who meditates comes to the point, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So prosperity comes along with meditation. You can't meditate and not prosper. Because presence. Meditation, you can exchange it with the word presence. You get in God's presence so clear and so thick. And then God's presence does not come without prosperity. I believe God got a pretty good account. Oh, y'all check it out. Y'all go to the bank, check it out, and check his account out. All right. So, and with that, so we got meditation, Joshua 1:8, with good success, right? And then we got Psalm there, 1:1-3, that we're saying that prosperity, wealth, increase also is in a meditator. And then, there's one more I wanted you to see. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. You talk about attending to the word, that's meditation. Incline thy ear to my saying.
Yes.
Keep it in the midst of the heart.
Uh-huh.
Look what it's find. It's help.
Uh-huh.
To those that find them. Help to all that flesh.
Yes.
So you can meditate your way out of sickness. help to all their flesh. That means I'm not sick.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
Now you got to learn how to be not sick when you look like you're sick.
Yes, sir.
You got to learn how to be not sick when you feel like you're sick.
Yes,
you got to learn how to be not sick when the doctor tell you you ain't going to make it. Most people just going to die. Once a doctor tell them you're dead, they let them be and just die. You just throw the book in there with them, they're dead. Because the doctor said it. Why? Because somewhere along the line in the years past, we shift from God to man. Thank God for man. Thank God for trained doctor. But then, I heard a man say, the Holy Ghost is my doctor.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Then he said this, the angels are my nurses.
Wow, that's good.
You better eavesdrop.
Uh-huh.
You better eavesdrop.
Yes, sir.
Now in Matthew chapter 5, you read about Jesus telling us, blessed are the poor in spirit and various things. You cannot function in maturity without meditation. Matthew chapter 5. I'm not going to go there, but you cannot function. There in Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24, search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thought and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Meditation produces a pure heart. Because in meditation, it gives God time to search you. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my thought. See if there be any wicked way in me. Get it out of me. Lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, in Romans chapter 12, 1 through 3, you all are familiar with those verses. But I'm going to tell you three things out of those verses that I thought was powerful when the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. Meditation will enable you to present your body, renew your mind, and knowing how to use grace and faith properly. All that's in Romans 12, 1 through 3. I'm going to give it to you again. Meditation will enable you to present your body, number one, in other words, Romans 12, 1, talk about presenting your body. Romans 12, 2, talking about renewing your mind. And then Romans 12, 3, talking about using grace and faith properly. Using grace and faith properly. You can't use one without the other. They go together.
Yes.
Yep. Meditation will enable you to present your body. Number one. Number two, renew your mind. Romans 12, 2, and knowing how to use grace and faith properly, Romans 12, 12 and 3. And now this is just a statement that I wrote down. Meditation keeps you on vacation from this world level of living. Take a break.
Yeah.
Get off with God by yourself. Take a break. Just turn that doggone television off. Just take a break. They're lying like a dog. I watch TV. I like to watch TV. We just lying. They won't sell something. The bottom line is, I got something you need to get. Now, I'm going to start in it. See, I'm going to start in it a little. I won't be able to get a whole lot of it out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We're talking about growing now. We're not talking about sowing. We're talking about growing. We're not talking about just sowing through the air. We're not talking about just going to be a church member. We're talking about knowing how to stand when everybody's running.
Yes,
he said, be still. Know that I'm God. I can handle it.
Yes.
Ooh, my goodness. Hallelujah. I can handle it. He's talking to you right now.
Yes.
Why do you think you're here tonight? What? Whatever you're dealing with is being dealt with.
Yes.
While you're in the presence of God,
yes,
I feel anointed right now.
Yes, sir.
Feel that people are being ministered to here and around the world.
Uh-huh.
They're being ministered to right now.
Yes,
situation nobody know about but them and God.
Yes,
he's here.
Yes.
I love him, me.
I love him too.
With all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, all my strength. I hang out with him, man.
Yes.
As my friend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matter of fact, I can't get him off my mind. I can't. Always on my mind. No matter what I'm doing, where I am, who I'm with. And that's what he wants. So I'm going to begin. I'm going to tell you right now, I won't be able to finish, but I'm going to begin something that I think is going to be wonderful for you. I was reading, I found this pretty Bible on my desk. I probably told my daughter to order it. She said, how pretty it is, blue. I said, what, look at that thing here, I said. I said, it's a Bible, what? It's the Passion. You know, I use it in Ephesians 4. And the encyclopedia, spiritual encyclopedia for meditation, you can turn there, Psalm 119. You're going to be fully trained. By the time we end this psalm, you're going to be fully trained how to meditate. For the first capturing your thought, the way to happiness. The way to happiness. Meditation shows you the way to godly happiness. Uh-huh. And so beginning at verse 1 in Psalm 119 in the Passion Bible, you only truly happy when you walk in total integrity. You know what integrity is, right?
Yes, sir.
Listen very carefully. From this night forward, you who are under the sound of my voice going to be making divine steps.
Yes.
Every step you take is going to be a divine step.
Yes.
Because you're going to be walking with supernatural help.
Yes.
At all times. Because I want you to take a few moments every morning and download.
Yes, sir.
See, when I get out of bed, I start downloading. Because if you don't download, you're going to get downloaded.
Yeah.
With pressure, with other things. So you download first, you download in your spirit, you pray in tongue. I download Romans 8:26-28. I download Jude 20. Building yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. There you download. I download 1 Corinthians 14:2. Praying in the Spirit. And then you get a scripture. See, meditation. Here's the key. Meditation is downloading your supernatural lifestyle that Jesus paid for.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm proud to say everybody in the sound of my voice, including myself, been living below our means.
Yeah.
Spend that 5 or 10 or 15 minutes with God. Now, you need to spend more time, but start off that way. And just listen, man. He'll talk. God talk. Sometimes God almost knocked me out of my rock. I said, what? Goodness, hallelujah. People think I'm just sitting up there rocking. I ain't just sitting there rocking. That rocking chair probably more holy than you. You know, it hurts so much.
Hallelujah.
Sit down a minute. I'm going to read a few more of these verses. Then I'm going to close. The way to happiness. Everybody want to be happy, right?
Yes,
sir. All right, so I read the first verse. Let me read the second verse now. What joy overwhelm everyone who keeps the ways of God? What joy? Overwhelm with joy. Ooh, hallelujah. What joy overwhelm everyone who keeps the ways of God, those who seek him as their heart passion. Now they want automatically, look at that verse 3. They will never do what's wrong, but will always choose the path of the Lord. See, I can understand that. Somebody say, hey, you're going to do something wrong. Yeah, but not willingly. I don't want to do nothing wrong. I do mess up, but I don't want to do it. And by don't wanting to do it, you get checked faster. Got a word called repent. Say it.
Repent.
Yes. Mean restore. Mean refresh. Mean replace. Mean repower. He covered all. God covered us. God knew. He knew we're in a flesh and bone body. He knew that we got a mind that is not born again. So he knew we got to deal with some things. But he gave us a way. So he talked about the way to happiness. Anybody want to know the way to happiness? Verse 3 said that they'll never do what's wrong, but will always choose the path of the Lord. God has prescribed the right way to live, obeying his laws with all our hearts. How I long for my life to bring you glory, my life to bring God glory, as I follow each and every one of your holy precepts. Then I'll never be ashamed, for I take strength from all of your commandments. I will give my thanks to you from a heart of love and truth, oh my. And every time I learn more of your righteous judgment, I will be faithful to all your word reveals. So don't ever give up on me. That's a meditator. See? It goes on to talk about true joy. True joy. What do you mean? How can a young man stay pure? Question. Only by living in the word of God and walking in his truth. I have longed for you with the passion of my heart. Don't let me stray from your direction. Come on, it's meditation. See, that's why I call it the encyclopedia of meditation. I consider your word to be my greatest treasure, and I treasure it in my heart to keep me from committing sins, treason against you. My wonderful God, you are to be praised above all. Teach me the power of your decrees. I speak continually of your law, and I recite out loud your counsel to me. I find more joy in following what you tell me to do than in chasing after all the wealth of the world.
Wow, that's good.
And when I opened this Bible, I said, what you want me? And then it fell on this chapter. I know what he's trying to tell me. I set my heart on your verse 15, your precept, and pay close attention to all your ways. See, that's meditating. My delight is found in all your laws, and I won't forget to walk in your words. Then he goes on to say the divided, the abundant life. The abundant life. We found out in two places. We found out in Joshua 1:8. We found out in Psalm 112:3. How meditation produced another type of lifestyle. He talked about the abundant life. Let me, your servant, walk in abundance of life, that I may always live to obey your truth. You see it?
Yes.
Open my eyes to see the miracle wonder hidden in the scripture. Oh, I love it. I read that thing over, I don't know how many times a day. I read it over and over again. My life on earth is so brief. So tutor me in the way of your wisdom. I ain't got time to waste no time. I'm constantly consumed by these irresistible longing, these craving to obey you in every commandment. I'll read 3 or 4 more verses. Your displeasure rests with those who are arrogant, who think they know everything. You ever run up on anybody like that? You rebuke the rebellious who refuse your law. Don't let them mock and scorn me for obeying you. They'll scorn you. And God wants you to have good things too. God wants you to have the best. Don't let them fool you tomorrow. You love God. I'm going to show your tail. My God is a good God. And I'm going to live bigger than you. You've been had us to have the church all the while. Y'all love God. Y'all don't need it. No. If it's here and if it's decent, I can have it. The best. Nothing wrong with having the best. My God. Well, right here, my next note, I'm about to close. My next note is, meditators' lives stand out in the world system. That's from my note there. Meditators' lives. You know, the young lady I got saved the day I was on rocking. I got one point saved, and I told the Lord, I wanted another one too a day. And I said, send me one. So she came to drop a package off. And I was sitting on the porch. And you can't ignore sitting on that porch of where I live. God built that house. You can't ignore that. Yes, you look around the yard, you just see, because I got a whole track in the yard. I don't have to walk in the community. I walk, my track is in my yard. I walk around from one house, and then I walk around the other house, come back around. So I do my exercise. I can do my exercise in the yard. I see the other people passing, I wave at them, but I don't have to go out there. I'm telling you right now, you're going to start standing out. And don't get all upset. Just stand on out. God needs somebody. If you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you rule over many things. Get to the point where stuff don't mean nothing to you. You know God wants you to have it, all right? So meditators' lives, write this down. Meditators' lives stand out in the world system. Listen at this. Those who do not know the power of meditation are living limited lives. That's over for you. See, you find out tonight. See. You move from immaturity to maturing to maturity, and you step off into the masterpiece. Blessing that God wants you to have. Here's a question. I'm going to have to deal with it. What happens when your so-called success becomes your failure? Some people think they're successful because of this thing, but you got to have a connection, man. So write this down. Meditation, maturing, or maturity, and masterful living all come from living a meditative life. And we'll get back into it on next Wednesday. All right, Junior. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
What you gonna do about it? Meditate, that's right. That's a good idea.